is the Vinny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
A remix there, saw that. Elliot on the decks. The wheels of steels. Ones and twos. Raise your hands to the ceiling if you're getting that warm feeling. Oh, it's Talk Radio. Sorry, I thought I was at a rave. Hi, I'm Vinny. It's about 8 minutes past nine, but who cares? It's Sunday night and we're in relax mode. I'm with you all the way through till 10 o'clock. And, you know, some view that as a persecuting, awful, terrible thing, an act of audio torture, and some find it mildly amusing. You decide. We're going to be looking at the Ontario election. Sorry, they've all gone. Yep, tuned out as soon as I said it. No, we'll look at it from a jovial and comedic slant. Or attempt to. And we'll also be... I'm really looking forward to telling you a very sweet and lovely story from my hometown in southern England. That's coming up. We're going to talk about Apple, the company that just keep changing everything. Hi, we're Apple. We're making your life easier by you buying more of our products. You know what they're doing now? You know that thing that we've... you know when you listen to your headphones and you have to just carry one pair of headphones around? They thought that was too straightforward. So we've come to complicate things. Hi, we're Apple, and we're going to make your life a nightmare. Why carry one cable when you can carry six? And they've all got our brand. Yeah, they're talking about changing the headphone jack in the new iPhone. So I'm going to give them a kick. And I tell you what, don't think this show hasn't got power. They will be pooing themselves right now because I've got reach. I'm on the Tinterweb and everything. You can tune in on the interweb at newstalk1010.com. How else can you get hold of me? Probably by the throat after this show, but though you can also use the telephone, 416 872 1010. You can phone 877 518 5151. Why? Why not just phone the other one? It's easier to remember. 416 872 1010. Also, because there's never enough options, Star Talk 8255 if you're on your cell phone. It's great. Already I'm being off put. If it's not 10 televisions, it's a group coming in. People just come in. Honestly, they think I'm a goldfish. They come in, they stare through the window as if I'm some sort of circus animal. Why don't you throw me some meat? Unbelievable. We're at this new studios. They're all very swanky and lovely on Queen Street. And we're blue lit. And quite a lot of the political leaders have been in recently. And I've noticed, and I think this is why they use it in nightclubs, being blue lit makes you look just about 15 to 20% more sexy. So if you want to see a man that's usually hideous, looks slightly above hideous, tune in, newstalk1010.com, and have a look at the webcam. Which, unlike the old webcam, which should focus on my crotch, because I do the show standing up, focuses on my entire sexy body. So if you're about to Google George Clooney, no need. Vinny's in town. Good. My name is Vinny White. I'm with you till 10. I've done all that. Housekeeping is good. Oh, no, I should do the Facebook thing. That's Vinny White. And you know what? If you go to Vinny White, V-I-N-N-E-Y, mildly dyslexic, and become my friend, you could sponsor me to do a running race. I'm not here next week. I'm doing a 10K to raise money towards cancer. And because I don't want to clog up the roads of Toronto by running, I've decided to do it in Ottawa. See? How can you not sponsor me after that? Everyone else closes a DVP when we're already living in Carmageddon to do their runs. Not me. No. I burn 5 hours of exhaust fumes and pollute the planet by driving to Ottawa. You're welcome. So if you want to sponsor me for my 10K, I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning next Sunday, which is evil. And I will be getting mildly drunk after the race. Henceforth, I won't be doing the show. In fact, I hate to say this to you, but I won't be here for the next 3 weeks. Ugh. Next week I'm in Ottawa, drunk, and the next 2 weekends after that, possibly drunk, in England. You know, possibly. I'm not going there for that, but it is very much a byproduct of being in Europe. So if you're interested in tuning in a few weeks, that's when the show will turn to its normal place. Elliot is the producer of the show. A fine man. Beautiful man. Not very good at security. You wouldn't mind just locking the door so people don't come in and look at me like a goldfish. That would be great. But he's a fine man. Do you know who will be covering me for the next few weeks?
I do not know, actually.
Are you going to be here?
Yes, I will be here, yes.
Are you bolted to that seat? I mean, I've never seen you anywhere else.
I even have a whole other job. It's funny.
So there you go. So we better make this a good show, really. What do you mean we've got a caller? I haven't even given the topic out. We'll leave them there for a bit. Okay, I want to talk about the various adverts that are going on for this Ontario election, which, by the way, have all gone a little bit American, haven't they? They're all just a smidgen more attacky than I would really want. But a lot of them are sort of masquerading as not being attacky. So tonight I'd like to go through some of the various adverts for the various political parties. And I think we'll start with Kathleen Wynne. Let's have a little listen to how she does it whilst running. This is Kathleen Wynne's slightly more old ad. She's got a bit more attacky since this came out. But there's the first one she did.
There are things most people don't know about me. One, I love running. Two, I try to speak simply and get to the point. Three, I set goals. Really hard to accomplish goals. Four, I never stop until they're done.
Authorized by the Ontario Liberal Party.
So this is before she went a bit attacky, which she has recently. But again, you know, I'm here to fix things. And as an impartial British man found himself in a new and wonderful, dazzling world, I would like to just help out all of the leaders with their adverts because I'm such a charming man. And I think the problem with this one is it's out of touch with the common man. You don't want to be making us all feel fatter and lazier than we already are by running up a hill. Yeah? You're not Kate Bush. Don't do it. So I would suggest that you re-record it with more sort of a man of the people, you know? Let's be honest, Toronto's the biggest town here in Ontario, and they were happy to vote for a very large man. So appeal to the lazy people with this. There are most things most people don't know about me. Number one, I love pizza. Number two, I try to speak simply because I don't really know how to use big words. Number three, I set goals. Completely and utterly unachievable goals. And four, I usually just quit when things become challenging. Authorised by the Ontario Liberal Party. Better. Better. Every man. Not just runners. Now, she went on to be a bit more attacky of recent times, although she'd say she wouldn't, and with a preamble that says you're not attacking, you're not attacking.
I don't believe leaders should hide behind ugly personal attack ads or peddle untruths about their opponents. And I don't believe voters like it either. I do believe if you have something critical to say about your opponent's record, it should be about facts. And you shouldn't be afraid to stand by what you say. Tim Hudak and the Conservatives don't support labor in this province. That's a fact. His plan is to drive down wages by weakening unions. In short order, he's promised to fire 10,000 education workers and cut billions from our health care. He'll cancel job-creating partnerships with business. And he voted against a plan to create jobs for youth. All of this is on the record, and all are exactly the wrong ideas for our economy if Ontario is to create opportunity for people. If Tim Hudak wants to play politics, that's his choice. My focus is on doing what's right for the people of this province. That's what leadership is. I'm Kathleen Wynne, and I stand behind this message.
So again, outdoors, appealing to the runners. We've got to stop that. Should have done it in a pub, in front of the TV. That'd be better. But if you're going to go with a sort of bird song in the background, I don't think you should go for an attack ad that's nice. I know you're Canadian, but why not make it personal? Something like this. I don't believe that leaders should hide behind ugly attack ads. Peddle untruths to voters. And I don't believe that voters like it either. I do believe that this is something you have to do if you want to be critical about your opponent's general appearance. It should be about facts. And you shouldn't be afraid to stand by what you say. Tim Hudak may have a surprisingly good set of hair for his age, and his suits do look pretty good. But he does have a mole on his face. It's not massive, but when you notice it, it's a bit more like the scene from Austin Powers where it's all you can concentrate on. I'm not attacking him, and it's definitely not his fault. But I am pointing out that he does have imperfections, like the mole on his face. but I don't want to draw anyone's attention to it and attack him because I'm Canadian and I wouldn't do that. But there are facts that need to be addressed. He's not as good looking as, I don't know, Barack Obama. And Barack Obama is a leader. So, yeah. Now, what I'm saying is that I'm not perfect or anything. I'm just merely heavily implying that you shouldn't vote for him because of his face. On the record, he does have a mole, and I don't. I'm Kathleen Wynne, and I stand behind this message. Genius.
I'm starting to feel like I'm in a tropical sanctuary.
So there's that. You know, I think just get in there. Attack, if you're going to attack. Don't say you're not attacking, then attack. So I'm going to attack him. Now, of course, she's not just attacking Tim Hudak. No. In more recent times, she's attacking others.
Andrea Horvath claims to stand up for the real people of Ontario. But here's what she just said no to. Help for families with an increased Ontario child benefit. Securing your retirement with an Ontario pension plan. Investments in roads, bridges, and transit to make your commute easier. A $2.5 billion plan to help create new jobs. So Ontarians have every right to ask, is Andrea Horvath for real? I'm Kathleen Wynne, and I stand behind this message.
So here's what I'm thinking. What we need to do here is, because it's pretty good, but you shouldn't necessarily, if you're saying that you're not doing the whole attack ad thing, don't tell people what Andrea is saying no to. Right? When you can make up some stuff that she's saying yes to. Easy. Andrea Horvath claims to stand up for the real people of Ontario. But here's what she said yes to. Free boiling hot drinks for three-year-olds. Mandatory national service for old people. A cocaine-producing factory next to every daycare centre in Toronto. Releasing the animals with big teeth from Toronto Zoo. And hospitals made out of plastic explosives. A $2.5 billion plan to put change to the silly red on the Canadian flag and make it black. So Ontarians have every right to ask, is Andrea Horvath for real or is she a cyborg? I'm Kathleen Wynne and I stand behind this message.
Is it wrong that I'm enjoying this?
Now, we have to be balanced. I can't criticise one and not criticise another. First of all, let's hear the real one. A fairly recent one for Mr. Hudak. Roll 'em.
Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty. Nothing has changed. She co-chaired his campaign, overseeing staff who called the shots on the power plant cancellation. She signed a key document authorizing the cancellation, claiming the cost of canceling was $40 million, but knew it would be higher. Almost $600 million and counting.
This was a political decision. It was a political decision.
Under Wynne, expect reckless overspending and higher taxes. Nothing is going to change. Authorized by the Ontario PC Party.
So there you go. Now, I think they've got a good message there, and there's a lot of facts in there. I would say most of it is fairly easy to prove. So I don't think they should change that. But I do think if you're going to use cartoon music, then use proper cartoon music. You know, if you're going to be silly, be proper silly. Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty. Nothing has changed. Oh, that's better, yeah. Yeah. She co-chaired his campaign overseeing staff who called the shots on the gas plant cancellation. Smooth. It's a bit too calm. Hang on. See what I can get here. I need it to be really cartoon. Oh, perfect. She signed her name on a key document authorising the cancellation and claimed it would be $40 million. But she knew it would be much, much higher. Oh, perfect. Almost $600 million and counting. It's a bit too casual. Can you make it... See if we can get something a bit more silly. Perfect. Underwin, except... expect reckless overspending and higher taxes. Nothing is going to change. See, that's nice, isn't it? If you're going to be silly, be proper silly. Kathleen Wynne and Dalton McGuinty. Nothing has changed. So that's that. All right, dip it. Good. Oh, I'm glad I'm here. I hope all these parties are taking notes because it's a good job I'm helping out. Now, of course, Horvath has her own adverts, and we need to listen to the original before taking that apart.
I grew up in Hamilton. My dad was an immigrant, and my mom's family lived here for generations. We did okay. My family worked every job we could get. My brothers and sister and I, we worked hard. That's what our family did. My mom had to pinch every penny. She had to watch every dime, but we did all right. I paid my way through university as a waitress, working in restaurants. And when I finished, I decided I needed to give back. So I spent time working as a community organizer in a legal clinic. When my city hit hard times, I became a city councilor. And I worked hard to get jobs back, to support our downtown and revitalize it again, to make sure the neighborhoods had schools that the kids could go to. We'll get a stronger Ontario by standing up for the middle class. Getting the bills down, making life more affordable. No! Getting jobs for people so that they have hope for the future. New Democrats are going to protect your tax dollars and invest them in your priorities because that's what makes sense.
Yeah! So she's gone for the upbeat, I'm a hard worker, hardworking, folksy, Almost a little American. You know, upbeat, hardworking, yeah. She wants to know, and she wants you to know that she works hard. She's always worked hard. She plans on working hard now and forever. But if you're going to do that, soup it up a bit. I grew up in Hamilton. My dad was an immigrant and my mum's family lived there for generations. My family worked hard on every single job they could get. We worked so hard that sometimes I had to go to bed at 4 a.m. I had 22 jobs and 17 children. I worked 23.5 hours a day. One of my jobs was to work in Northern Ontario in the nickel mines. I used to save the company money by digging with my own hands. I used to dig all day, even when it was minus 20 and my nails had worn away. Sometimes I would use my teeth to break the frozen ground to save on drill bits. I would remove the nickel by hand and drive it to Toronto to sell it on the TSX myself. Then put the profits into caring for children with disabilities. No one else would do that. Sometimes I would use the money to save dying animals in underfunded veterinary clinics. And I would then feed the dogs with organic meat that I made on my organic farm because I never stopped working, ever. Sometimes I'd just gather as much money as I could and spread it around, but then I'd go back to work. Something like that. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to do it. Tell you what, we should open the show with that. I'm pumped. You're listening to Vinnie White on News Talk 1010. More garbage out of an Englishman's mouth than you've ever heard. Watch him mock your elections and then vote. I'm entitled to vote. I'm part of the furniture around here. I'm actually one of you. I know, with a silly voice. It's hilarious. All right, stop it. I'm getting so pumped. Any second. You know, I get so pumped on this show sometimes. Might just drop out an F-bomb. No one needs to hear that. Let's all calm down, Just think about our own actions. Think about what we're doing, Have a little commercial break, and I'll be back in a minute.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio.
News Talk 1010. Text the show on 71010. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Always nice to hear from you. You can phone up about anything you want. 416-872-1010. Ideally light. Sunday night and all that. Can't be bothered with a big heated debate. But nonetheless. Actually, we should take a call. I haven't taken one yet. Hello, Ray in Toronto. How are you, buddy? Elliot, can you press buttons? I'm incapable. Ray, are you there? Hello, Ray. Ray.
I'm here.
I think it was either my fault or Elliot's, but it wasn't you, Ray. It's not you. It's Bell Media. How are you? What's going on?
Okay, I called in earlier this afternoon when Andrea Horvath was the host.
And
I asked two questions. The first was, how can you make sure those scandals and the liberals' power in the last, I don't know how long, but won't happen? Secondly, if it happens, I mean, it will happen, but I'm just wondering, if it happens, what action she can take to give a taxpayer a reasonable answer, and answer from her, political everything like that.
Well, as luck would have it, Ray, she's right here, so I'll just put her on. Hang on a second. Hello, Ray?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ray, it's Andrea here. I was just wondering if I could answer your question.
Yes, liberals out of my racetrack because of scandals, for sure. No, I have two choices. First is NDP. Second is conservative. Uh-huh. And I did call in this afternoon screener got the wrong name.
It's she was busy. She was doing all kinds of things. It's Becky, I think, yeah.
Okay, so the thing is, my vote goes to you.
Yeah.
How can you make sure those scandals and the liberal power in the last, 8-10 years won't happen? Second question, if it will happen or it happens, what reasonable action you can take that make sure says, you know what, things happen, right? Things happen. But
okay, I'd like to answer that question, Ray, if you'll let me. It's a great question.
Sure.
So I think principally scandals are difficult. It's very difficult to find a way out when there is one. And everyone wants to blame each other. And you know what? That's not how we should be doing things here. So my vow to you is if you vote for me, I'm going to be responsible when things go wrong if they're my fault. Because at the end of the day, the buck stops here. So I understand your concern, and I would like to address that.
Right. So I don't want to hear that little sentence anymore. Over the air, over again and again, I do not want to raise taxpayer a penny, blah, blah, and again, again, again.
Okay.
But, look up a little bit detail. The last government was getting lit. Okay, you know what? If you don't do your homework, just don't say that, right?
Sure.
I'm not going to raise a taxpayer one penny. So don't say that, right? That's
no, I understand. Yeah, I understand your point. Okay, well, that was Ray from Toronto, and this is Minnie Mouse, I think, standing in for Andrew Horvath.
Can't keep that up. It hurts. Hurts the back of my throat. Just in case, because I think from a legal perspective, I'd better just cover my ass. Can we just be absolutely positive, in case anyone was half listening? That was not Andrew Horvath, because I do not want to end up in court for impersonating her and making up answers. I hate to break that to you, Ray. Okay, that was so much fun that I'm actually looking forward to listening to that back on the way home. Egomaniac. Do you know who I listen to when I leave? Me. Oh, love that. Right, let's move on, I think, which seems like the appropriate time. Could get myself in hot water if I carry on doing this, so I think it's probably for the best. Okay, so I'm from Brighton, which is a small town south of London. If you go to, well, it's sort of dubbed Little London on the Sea. It's a beautiful little town, and I'll be going there over the next few weeks. So I've sort of spent a bit more time keeping an eye on the news there recently, and I wouldn't normally tell you the news from Brighton, but it's just such a beautiful story, this, I wanted to share it with you this week. You may have heard it, but it's one of those things that it actually stopped me, and when I was getting on with something, I was listening to the news, and I actually stopped, and just my breath was lost. So I wonder if you could possibly have the same feeling from this. It's such a sweet story. An 89-year-old veteran of World War II went missing this week. In my hometown of Brighton and Hove in South England. Bernard Jordan, 89, went missing a few days before the 70th anniversary tribute, of course, to the D-Day landings, which we've been watching this week in Normandy. He had been advised not to attend, and concern was raised when, just before the tribute in France, unfortunately, Bernard went missing. Now, the pensioner, a former mayor, actually, of Hove, left the Pines Care Medical Home at around 10:30. Just to remind you, he's 89. So he's actually, I think he's 90 this year. He left at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, clad in a grey raincoat. Sussex police received a call from the nursing home around 7:15 p.m. Saying that they're really worried about Mr. Jordan and that he hadn't been since he left that morning. Following a completely fruitless search, the care home received a call from a younger veteran at about 10:30 p.m. that night to say that he had met the missing pensioner on a coach on the way to France and that they were safe and well in a hotel in Normandy, France. It turns out when he left that morning, even though the care home had advised him not to go anywhere because he is 89 and he's not entirely together, although far more together than I'm sure they realised, He was left, as I said, in a grey raincoat. Looks like he had a jacket bearing his World War II medals underneath. He turned up on the sands of Normandy after being reported missing from the care home. The Royal Navy officer said he made the journey to see the first class show and planned to do so again next year when he's 90. He told ITV, because I wanted to go to the show, here was the day, and it was the only day I could do this. That was the main reason I came over here. It's a first-class show because I've been here every year to mark the tribute of the D-Day landings here in northern France. And I have been, and obviously this time, there were some questions about it, but touch wood, I'm still here and I'd like to be here when the tribute goes on again next year. Asked if he would be in trouble with the care home, he added, and I quote, "I might be, but I hope not." What an absolutely gorgeous tale. And he's now back in Brighton and Hove in the care home, safe and well, and had a great time. So I think it says so much about the spirit of a lot of these vets, to which here in Canada, don't forget, of course, that you're an enormous part of the D-Day landings. And there are many veterans here that I absolutely salute this week. It's a really beautiful story and always fun. Right, what should we do next? Anyone fancy a burglar in crotchless pants? Yes, please. You know, it's dark and light. Mostly light. Burglar in crotchless pants attacks Brisbane sex store with sex toys. Yes. This is a beautiful story from this weekend. You know, there's quite a lot of tragic news out this weekend, and I think it's important that sometimes on the other side of the world, some crazy S is happening. A male thief wearing a dress and crotchless pants attacked a Brisbane sex store worker with sex toys during a bungled burglary. Police say the 34-year-old man forced his way through the ceiling of a store in the northern suburb of Aspley in Brisbane, in Australia, on Saturday morning. Yesterday morning, the female manager of the store was alerted when a man set off an alarm. When the owner confronted the man, who was wearing a wig, a dress, crotchless pants, nice touch, he allegedly threw a number of sex toys at the woman. I don't know. No one's ever thrown a vibrator at me, in a good way or a bad way for that matter, but I would imagine they might pack a bit of a punch. I mean, they're sort of missile in their shape, are they not? Knowing fully well that they are. The thief climbed back through the ceiling and onto the roof, where he was arrested by police. The man was charged with break and enter and possessing dangerous drugs. Oh, apparently he was on drugs. Shockety-doo-dah-day. Sex shop man that crashed through the ceiling is not the only one. And this is why I love Australia, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, another man fell through the roof of a sex shop in Cairns, which is miles away. Police allege a 22-year-old man grabbed a fantasy fetish pack, which contained items including a saddle. Just doing the... Is that for riding someone? I mean, it's not my thing. You know, some people in Toronto keep the garage door half open. After crashing through the ceiling in the early hours of Thursday, witnesses called police who arrested the man nearby. He faced the Cairns court on Friday and was prosecuted. Text coming on 71010. Why the garage door? I don't know. This is what I've heard. Do you know about this, Elliot? Apparently, if you're a swinger, and you or oh no, see, swingers don't necessarily enjoy latex. I'm making terrible judgments. Sorry. If you are a swinger, not into latex, there's a bit of a shift. Apparently, in Barrhaven in Ottawa, anyway, and I think the same's here, if you live in the suburbs and you're having a party, and it's one of those, it's a code, half open. I don't know. I don't make the rules up. Not my scene. What do you mean, how do I know?
Shut up.
It was a phase I was going through. Hey, we've all done stuff. News. Sorry, I haven't done any Canadian news, really. But I will do just one more from the UK as well. This one tickled me this week. What song would you play if you were the police and you had a police car and speakers on the outside of your car? Two police officers have conceded that it was inappropriate to use their patrol car's loudspeaker system to play a rap song at high volume. Officers in Essex in England were given words of advice by their superiors after being filmed driving through a town playing a very loud song over the loudspeaker system. A YouTube video captured the marked car driving through Chelmsford with a particular song. So, you're a policeman, you're in a car, got speakers, want to crank it, you're a bit bored. What would you play?
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police! That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police.
Yeah, mate. Love it. It's so good as well. Yeah, they gave it. They flashed the blues and banged this out as they drove through town. I sort of understand it. The clip, which emerged fairly recently, shows the vehicle at night in an otherwise quiet area of the town blasting the chorus, whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police. I like the tone of BBC News articles, because they're always really serious, you know. The song, which was alleged to police in areas such as the Bronx and New York, features KRS-One whooping to evoke the sound of sirens. Disgusting and inappropriate behaviour. On Saturday, a spokesman for Essex Police said to the officers that they had acknowledged that they inappropriately used the patrol car PA system. The disclosure came after Nick Alton, a Essex Police and Crime Commissioner, joked that a question about the incident had caught me on the hip hop. He used a pun! Caught me on the. See what he. Some praised the officers for showing a sense of humour. You know what? I've just thought, if they arrest someone, right, and they're driving to the police station, they could play I Fought the Law by The Clash. I Fought the Law and the Law won. Don't have to think of everything.
It's an anti-police song too. That's what's interesting.
I know. It's a beautiful twist of irony. Can we have the beginning again?
Is that?
Can we have the beginning again? Just makes me feel a bit street, bit hip, down with the kids, down with the 90s kids, which is, funnily enough, the kids that I am actually down with. Love it. News Talk 1010, by the way, in case you just thought you'd tuned into the flow. So, what else is going on? I've got a road rage. With the wrong guy. That was embarrassing this week. I was riding my bike down Queen Street and it was all going well. And I was in, I can't remember, is it Dundas? I think it's Dundas, near the Gladstone Hotel in Toronto, if you're listening elsewhere. And there was some guy giving it the big one. Actually, he was playing rap, obviously a hooligan, obviously a criminal, without any shadow of doubt. And he beeped his horn at me. But in that kind of Torontonian, it's summer, there's going to be a riot soon, everyone's dug up everything and the gardener's closed kind of a way. Not a kind of toot-toot, more of a... And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I don't know what you want me to do. I'm like, what do you want me to get off my bicycle so you can go through in your car? No. I couldn't move over anymore. And then he did it again. So I stopped my bike and I sort of parked it in front of his car. And I went over to him, and I know I shouldn't do this, and I don't advocate this behaviour of mine, but I went over to his car, and I said, roll your window down! Roll it down! And he rolled it down, he said, what? It's really calm. I was like, oh, such zen coming. And he had, like, classical music playing. And I was like, oh, I don't think that's the hip-hop car that honked me. And I said, you honked me! And he said, no, I wouldn't do that. Oh, have a good day. Bye-bye. The most pathetic road rage I've ever done. And you can't ride off. Like, no one's ever car, like, break-in, heist, any fight. There's no scene in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels when someone gets on a bike and rides off. You just look like a prick. I had to go at the wrong guy, and it was uphill. So I'm like, oh, have a good day. I can't get up the hill. This is so pathetic. So, to the man in the... I think it was a Mini, actually, that I got the wrong guy. Sorry. And to the guy that was playing rap music and hanging on his horn, shove it up your bum. Good. Do we have to do a break again? Yeah? Okay. Just a quickie, then I'm going to talk about Apple and I'm going to take them apart. You're listening to News Talk 1010.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio.
Elliot,
News Talk 1010.
Can you play Whoop Whoop, That's the Sound of the Police over my normal music? Just want to see if it works. Pretty sure it won't. Just can't stop.
That's the sound that I want.
Yeah, mate.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound that I miss. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound that I want.
It's genius.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound that
until now. All right, stop it. Stop them both.
I'm Vinnie White. You're listening to The Vinnie White Show on News Talk 1010. Would you like to download the podcast? Then go to vinniewhite.co.uk. V-I-N-N-E-Y. Or you can Google me and find me that way. Also, I'd quite encourage you, if you don't mind, and it's quite a lot to ask, but I'd really like it. If you've liked tonight's show, if you wouldn't mind finding me on Facebook, right, V-I-N-N-E-Y, White, I've put a link up to get a sponsorship. I'm not doing very well. I've got like $150. Next Sunday, I wake up at 6 in the morning in Ottawa, which, by the way, that's already torture enough. I should be sponsored for that. It's ridiculous. Then I have to run 10K next Sunday. So I'd really like you to help me out. You don't have to drop much. It's just like $10 or something. I've got a friend of mine who died a few years ago, and he was only 37. And he died of cancer. He was a great guy. Funnily enough, he worked in Talk Radio. He worked for CFRA in Ottawa. Gregor Bear. Great. Just one of those diamonds. In, you know, just an absolute legend of a guy. I honestly can't say enough good about him. And he died. It was a great loss to the world, frankly. And that's genuinely not an understatement. And as a result of that, every year at this time, I go and run in his honour. It's only 10K. It's not going to, like, change the world. But it raises a bit of money for people in the area that may be suffering cancer. It also raises money for families and how because, you know, there's not a lot of support for people when you get cancer. You get cancer and you're just like, right, okay. And you might have a family that are going to go through as much as you. So it raises money for support of cancer, or obviously research, which is a great thing, and just pumps money into battling the bastard that is cancer. So if you want, you don't have to. $10 would be nice. Find me on Facebook. Follow the link. I'd like it. If you like the show, $10. If you don't like the show, you can still give me $10. Essentially, it's not optional, but I don't think I'm allowed to say you have to. Right, so make of that what you will. So that'd be very kind of you. Thank you. If you're tight for money, don't worry about it. All right, Apple. If you're tight in money, it's probably their fault. Apple. Get me. How long have I got to do this rant? I'm going to take him down to Chinatown. Apple may be making your life even more complicated, but still banging on about how fantastically great they are and how they simplify your life, because they're liars. This week, in a potentially controversial move, the company wants to get rid of the traditional 3.5mm headphone jack that connects essentially all types of headphones to all types of smartphones and replace it with, in their words, something better. Shut up! Fed up with this? During a WWDC briefing session this week, which I think is a conference for nerds, Apple revealed its plans for a new standard that would use the company's own Lightning connector port. Oh, I've always wanted that. Because whenever I look at a 3.5mm jack, I think, it's fat. It's a fatty, isn't it? I could plug in a guitar there. Oh, no, I couldn't. Because it's 3.5mm! Never been a problem. Never was going to be. But Apple have deemed it to be a problem and now are going to stop us from having a problem. Woo! It's basically like someone coming up to you in the street and smashing you in the legs and then saying, I could organise a taxi. Cheers. I presume it's free. No. Actually, it's slightly more expensive than every other taxi. But you're going to need it because I've smashed you in the legs. The logic behind the decision, outlined by Apple's manager of platform accessories, Robert Walsh. Is he the British guy that sounds, Apple have really come a long way? Is it that bloke? You know the one? British people. Don't trust them. Robert Walsh is to bring more functionality and performance to the headphones. Shut up. The Lightning connector can be used to power as well as connect devices, for example. So headphones could have controls. They already have. They could have volume. They already have controls. They could also have noise cancellation features. But they wouldn't need their own batteries to power the features. Oh, my God. The same port would also allow analog and digital playback for the iPhone or iPad to communicate via an app. I don't even know what that means. I think it means that you could drown out someone that's annoying you by playing music at the same time. I think. So if your partner... Actually, that could be a bonus. If your partner's like, oh, where have you been? Are you in the pub? I can't believe you can just crank up the tunes. Bonus. That works in reverse, by the way, in case that came across as sexist. If you're a woman, same, but with a man's accent voice. So now, yeah, you could drown out a moaning partner. According to an Apple insider, which first reported on the WWDC nerd session, if Apple were to remove the headphone jack to future iPhones, it would free up space for other internal components. It's 3.5 millimetres. And if you're listening in America, that's way less than a mile. They don't know. They don't know. They won't go metric. Scared of it. Scared of change. And the great thing is, I can say that, they haven't got passports. They're not going to come and attack me. You're laughing. I hate Americans. What are they going to do? I don't. I quite like them. Well, I don't like all of them. Some of them are right. Yeah, so that's that. Apple recently confirmed acquisition of Dr. Dre's Beats, by the way, the headphones, which cost them $3 billion. Because Dr. Dre, who, by the way, has never operated on anyone, he doesn't have enough money. He needs $3 billion. Imagine what he's going to say now. Because his songs are already, I've got loads of money. Now he's going to be like, then I got an Apple deal. You know the feel. A $3 billion. So there you go. But it's not all bad, because there are little parodies like this.
Here at Apple, we are obsessed with breaking new boundaries. And today, we throw all of that out the window. And yet somehow, still break boundaries. We have found a way to sell the exact same iPhone a year later, changing nothing but the name, and sell millions. And we call it the iPhone 5S. The S stands for same.
We think you're really gonna love it. Take a look. Isn't it revolutionary? To create the new iPhone, we started with a design that we really loved, and then stopped. The iPhone 5 has been hailed as the best phone of all time, because people said so.
What this tells us is that people don't really want change. Their love for Siri proves that ignorance is bliss. They still want to go on unforeseen adventures with Apple Maps. And they still prefer the phone to auto-hang up on phone calls with annoying friends. So it would be stupid to change what is already perfection.
The iPhone 5S is the best iPhone that we've ever created because of all the reasons.
We decided to spend more time on marketing because all that time added up is time. Added up. We laid off our entire engineering staff to show how dedicated we are to this new direction.
I think there is this profound and enduring beauty with how much we're able to get away with. And we push that as far as we can.
We have become incredibly innovative, without exception. We're breaking new ground every day on how to deceive our mindless, loyal customers.
We have decided to take our world-famous secrecy public by taking the same secrecy to the products while you have them.
We haven't even put the new name on the back of the iPhone 5S, so you too can be just as deceptive as we are.
The new iPhone 5S is definitely the best phone.
You won't even notice you're using the new iPhone 5S. You won't even remember upgrading to the new iPhone. In fact, you're already using the new iPhone 5S. We did an over-the-air update and automatically billed your iTunes account. You're welcome. But there's one more thing. We are also launching a completely new product. It's called the iPhone 5C. C stands for cheap. It's plastic, so now everyone can afford an iPhone, even the peasants. Actually, we did change one thing. Your existing cables will no longer work. Introducing the magical new cable, the Lightning. S.
Rhinestone, everything, California cliche.
That is beautiful thing. Let's ask Siri what she thinks of that. Hello, Siri. Are you listening to the Vinnie White Show?
I'm listening.
Okay, I actually didn't expect that. I just did that live on my iPhone, which I have to admit I do have. Siri, all Apple products are getting really annoying.
I don't know where you are, but you can show me. Go to settings.
There you go. Proof. Right there. And that, do you know what? I think that's a show. I don't know if we wrapped it up with the usual bang, Elliot. Shall I do some sort of big crescendo?
I'll be gone for the next 3 weeks, but when I return, it will be the best show in the world. Plus, I'll be covering for Jim Richards quite a lot over summer, I think. Until then, I'm going to be doing a running race next weekend in Ottawa. Sponsor me by finding me on Facebook, Vinnie White. I'm going to be in England seeing my mum. Hello, mum. Can't wait. Make us a cup of tea, old girl. Cheers, love. And then I'll be back here, same time, same place in a few weeks. Till then, look after yourself. Ed Keenan's next. Good night.